How do you approach the patients who are getting chemo radiation who are not going to be going to surgery? Which regimen do you use?
I follow the 9504 because it's the best in the literature right now. A lot of the carboplatin paclitaxel RT-based studies do not show the same long-term survival. But again, you're pairing a little apples and oranges because these other trials didn't use pathologic staging. So the Hoosier Oncology Group trial will be a nice one to see if they validate the long-term results of 9504.
How much of a variation do you think there is in the radiation therapy quality that's given in this situation, and do you think it makes a difference in terms of outcome?
I think it may make a huge difference in either direction. You have to have good 3D planning. You have to minimize what you deliver to normal lung as much as you can while still treating the whole tumor volume. And how much radiation is needed when there's going to be surgery versus when there isn't is also a factor. Another population that's sort of an orphan population is the patients who have surgery, no nodes really involved up front clinically, but then are found to have microscopic N2 disease. What do you do with those patients? The adjuvant trials didn't address them, but by extrapolation, again, adjuvant chemotherapy should be given. But now, a la breast cancer, we're giving radiation to patients with at least four or more positive nodes post-surgery. Post-mastectomy is advantageous for survival, so maybe we need to bring radiation back into the mix. So SWOG's designing and will embark upon a trial in the post-operative setting of two different chemo radiation prescriptions, using third-generation docetaxel-based chemotherapy to look at that.
That's fascinating. Can you talk a little bit more about the regimens and the design of the study?
The concurrent regimen will be basically 9504, followed by docetaxel, and then the sequential regimen will be the cisplatin docetaxel regimen, Bettischer and colleagues, followed by radiation, so sequencing.